you have to try and remember that.
You just have to be aware. You just have to be constantly aware. Stop and think before you speak. That's what it is. It's an awareness. You know, you can't remember every halacha in detail. Okay, so we were learning, first of all, today's halacha learning of Hilchos Lashon Hara is, as every day, L'schus Refuah Shleima for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav Refuah Shleima, B'Soch Shoch Chayla Yisrael. So we learned yesterday about being Don L'chav Schus, about judging people favorably. And we were saying that the skula is amazing because if it says quite clearly that if we are don lachavskus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is don us lachavskus, and that's our get out of jail card free, get out of jail free card. Anyway, so the story. I remember I heard a story about Reb Levi Yitzchak of Beditchev, Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Livracha, on Yom Kippur. There was a member of his of the Kehila in Beditchev who had gone off the derech. And he had a campaign. He had a point to make. He had an axe to grind. He wanted everybody to know that, you know, look, I'm not from anymore, and I used to be from, and I'm no longer from, and see, nothing happens to me. There's no bolts of lightning coming down from heaven. You know, and I'm healthy, etc., and I'm successful. He had a point to make. So he went to the Beditchev branch. He went to a Beditchev branch of McDonald's on Yom Kippur one year. And he bought a double Mac, yeah, which is, you know, a beef burger, drizzling in hot cheese, etc. And he brought it round to the base of Medrash. He brought it round to the shul. And he sat on a bench right outside the shul, pressing this burger on Yom Kippur. And the kids came out to see, and the kids went in and told their parents. And the parents came out, they shouted at him, and he took no notice whatsoever. V'chulei, v'chulei. It was a very, very upsetting, but he did it deliberately. Amotzi Yom Kippur, a chevra went round to his house. They chapped him, and they brought him round to Reb Levi Yitzchok. And they said to Reb Levi Yitzchok, this is what this guy did on Yom Kippur, v'fahesia, in front of everybody, and the children saw him eating, you know, basar b'cholof, treifas, on Yom Kippur, right outside the shul. And the Rebbe should do something about him, you know, make him sick, give him a klola, you know, or tell us what to do with him. So the Rebbe started asking him loads of questions, like, you know, are you healthy? He said, yeah, I'm very healthy. Maybe the doctor told you that you have to eat on Yom Kippur. No, I'm very healthy. The doctor didn't tell me anything. Maybe you miscalculated, you didn't realize that day was Yom Kippur. Don't be stupid, of course I did. I knew exactly what day it was. I dafke went because it was Yom Kippur. And then he asked him another question, another question, another question. And he kept on, you know, trying to find even the most extreme improbable justification for why he might have been eating a Big Mac outside shul on Yom Kippur. And in the end, yeah, after he'd exhausted all these things, you know, maybe you had a row with your wife, maybe you forgot it was Yom Kippur, you were just so, or maybe you remembered it was Yom Kippur, but you were just so hungry, and you just couldn't control yourself, etc., etc. He came up with all sorts of things, and the guy said every time, no Rebbe, I knew it was Yom Kippur, and I'm healthy, and I wasn't so hungry, but I wanted to do it dafke. And it says, so therefore, yeah, they say that at the time, the story is told simply to show the patience and the don lachavskus of Reb Levi Yitzchak of Beditchev. The bit of the story that they don't tell is that after he decided, in other words, after he'd exhausted every possibility, then there was no longer halacha b'tzedek tishpoit amisecha anymore. You went through all the possibilities. There's no possibility that he did this b'shoigeg. There's no possibility that he did it without intention, etc. He definitely did it b'meizid in order to annoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in order to annoy the Kehila, and in order to make his point. Then they say that the bit the story that isn't told is that Reb Levi Yitzchak, I don't know whether he gave him a klala or he told the chevra to bash him up. I don't know exactly what it was that the punishment was. But from the point after you've exhausted all the b'tzedek tishpoit amisecha and nothing else is possible, then you're allowed to believe the story. Then you're no longer obliged to judge him favorably. And in fact, adarabba, it's a mitzvah then, you're allowed to speak lashon hara about him, and you're allowed to take action against him for what he's done.
I know the story, he told him in Edinburgh.
I'll start you on the Torah Way in Northwest London, Tuesday, Tess Zion Ador Shem, 26th that. Of March, Rabbi Binyamin Shodi Shlita, Shloshim Yom Kodim Imei Hachag. This week's Torah Way of the Responsible Family Grunhof, Lou Nishmas, from Mordechai Yehuda Ben Rabbar, and Yom 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 and in Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas, the Mayor, Yehuda Oli Asholim, with Yahweh, the Bride of the Skos, and Shulim, and Chayelim, and Milk, and Moshe, and Lotem, and Lotem, and Lotem, and Lotem, and Lotem,
and Lotem, and Lotem, and
Lotem, and Lotem, and Lotem, and we find ourselves within 30 days before Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, Habo Aleinu Letova. You know, sometimes we think, you know, we go through one Yom Tov and think, when's the next Yom Tov? You know, so you go through Sukkot. You know, some people get very sad about these things. So, Noch HaPurim, Baruch Hashem, we can say that we only got 30 days to go. And it's more than that. It's not just you got 30 days to go. It's that the whole 30 days, especially for the wives in particular. Yeah, the you know, Pesach is really the ladies' Yom Tov, right? Sukkot is the man's Yom Tov, and ladies is the, you know, the way they look for chametz is the way we look for esrogim. It's true. It's not just a joke. It's actually true. So I'd like to discuss the topic of Shloshim Yom Kodem Yachag. What does it mean to us? What can we do with it? How can we be inspired by it? And Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zaycha Le'echol Min Azvachim Napsachim this year. And we won't be here in the state that we find ourselves in when it comes Pesach. The Gemara tells us in Psachim, Da'avavam and Aleph, Kedetanya, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Shailin, V'Darshin, Be'ilches HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom. A Lashna Gemara that you will not find in relevance to any other Yom Tov. There's a discussion in the Poskim if it does apply to other Yom Tovim. But one thing is very clear is that by Pesach we have a Gemara. That Shoyelin V'Darshin, we ask and we Darshin, which is what I'm doing right here, Be'ilches HaPesach, before Pesach, 30 days. So you asked me to come, but you didn't do the shoyelin about this Pesach. So I'm doing my bit of the deal, and you know, and listen, if you ask me a question in the middle of the share, then you'll be doing your part of the deal as well. So that's the Gemara says in Pesach and Davarim Dalev. The Poskim ask that if you look in the Gemara Megillah Dav Lamed Beisom Dalev, the very last two lines of Maseches Megillah, which I'm sure everyone in this room has already learned, because you finished Megillah before you. Opened your Megillah on Purim. But anyway. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So, the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Toda Rabbanon, Moshe Tikein Lohen Yisrael. Moshe was Mesakin et Hakona, Shu Shoyelin V'Doshin Bin Yodu Shal Yoim, Hilchus Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchus Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchus Chag B'Chag. Which Pashas seems to mean, Moshe made a takana that we should be shal and dairish about the topic of the day. The day, meaning you're on Pesach, talk about Pesach. You're on Shavuos, talk about Shavuos. You're on Sukkot, talk about Sukkot. And to which the Beis Yosef and all the poskim after him ask that there seems to be a stira in mashmaos between these two gemaras. Is the halacha of shal and dairishin specifically on the yontif itself, or is it also 30 days before? I'd like to say over a beautiful Teretz from the Pri Chadosh. It's a very big Chadosh, the way he touches the Gemara, but this is going to set the scene for the Shir, Be'ez Hashem. He says like this. He says, Ujah has words. He says, HaGemara b'Megillah loynoches elo loyma. What is the Gemara Megillah trying to teach us? The Darshin Hilchus Pesach bizman Pesach. The Gemara doesn't mean on Pesach itself, necessarily. The Gemara means that in the Zman of Pesach, in the time period, the Tkufa of Pesach, we have to be Darshin. Ve'ilu me'emas Zman Pesach Mikri, but that which, when does that Zman start from, Loika Omar. The Gemara itself doesn't actually clarify when is this Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach. When is that Zman? In other words, it doesn't mean literally on Pesach. It means in a Zman that we classify as b'Pesach. And the Gemara doesn't tell us when is that Zman. Uperek kama de psachim ashma'inon. And the Gemara Psachim Davav teaches us to shloishim yoy mekoidem darshinon bepurka to hilchas pesach bismanon mekri shloishim yoyim koidem. Mordechai Chiddush. He says that the fact that we darshan 30 days before is because these 30 days in themselves is the zman of Pesach when it comes to being Dorish ben Yondiyah. In other words, we're actually fulfilling Moshe Rabbeinu's takana by talking about Pesach today. It's a chiddush nifla. No one else learns like that. That's why I'm telling you the pre-chadosh. Huge chiddush. I want to be medayek the Lashon Rashi in the Gemara Megillah. I think the Lashon Rashi is a bit mashma like the pre-chadosh. Rashi's Lashon is, melamed shoy medabe imoa. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to them, hilchas komoed umoed bizmanon. Rashi doesn't say that he spoke to them on Pesach, on Shur. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says he spoke every Yontav bizmanon, at their time. Why does Rashi have to use that word? It's a bit mashmeh Rashi that Moshe himself wasn't be makpid on the Yontav. He's been makpid on the Zman of the Yontav. And we're now defining the Zman of Pesach is 30 days before.
Because of Chutzlar, it's me. Zmanon, their times.
What do you mean?
People used to come to
July
from around the world.
Yeah, so but Moshe Rabbeinu was way before.
So that's why there's 2 days. Even though it's just wrong, there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Maybe.
I'm not sure that Moshe Rabbeinu was already...
No, but he was inferring that and what the practice would be.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Possibly. Fine. The Torah. Listen to this Torah. The Torah says, in Simon Tov Chav Tes, that's the first Simon in Hilchos Pesach. He says, Shailin v'darshin behilchas Pesach koidem ha-Pesach lamed yoim. Hilchach, therefore, lamed yoim koidem ha-Pesach chal olav choivas biur. So we're moving on over here. A minute ago I told you that it's a zman of Pesach when it comes to talking about Pesach, right? There's lots of talkers, not so many doers, right? The Torah's telling us, don't just be a talker, be a doer. What you have to do biur chometz within 30 days before Yontif. Now, obviously, everyone sitting here is not going to be doing that. You're not going to be doing biur chometz. You're going to do something called Pesach cleaning, right? Which is hachonas for bedikah and biur chometz. But it's not biur chometz itself, right? The answer is that the Torah, which is really a Gemara, the Torah tells us in Tov Lamed Vav, Hamafarish mi'abosha liyam. Somebody who is going on a
cruise.
Thank you. A yotze b'shiara. He's going on a caravan. He's going on a very distant journey. He's not leaving anyone in his house to do b'dikas chometz. He's not going to be home either on Yom Tov. Says the Torah, which is a Gemara Pesach and Davar Mdalev, if he's within 30 days of Yom Tov, when he leaves his house, he needs to destroy his chometz before he leaves. Why? Says the Torah. Listen to these words. Shekeva chala olav choivas biu. Why? Kiven shedoshin behilchas ha-Pesach. Because the halacha is that we're supposed to talk about Pesach 30 days before, within that time period, there's already a choivas biu. Now, in a chanami, if you can do it on lel yudale, like chazal or mesachin, then that's what you're supposed to do it. The Torah is not telling me that that's lechat chilas man. The Torah is telling me that it becomes a time period of the chayvas biur. Who is going to actually fulfill it in that time period? Somebody who won't be doing it on lel yudalev. That was the tzur of the takana. But at the end of the day, Chazal didn't tell you to do it on erev Purim, not because you're busy with your preparing mishlach monas, because that was your wife was doing. No, that's not what you were doing. Not because you're busy with matanes lev yoinim, but rather because it's just not the right zman yet. Right? Now, there's a Taz. Yeah, the Taz's question is not so straightforward. The Taz is troubled by what is this Lashon of the Torah that he makes a Tliya he makes the halacha biur chometz toila on this man of Pesach. He says the Torah doesn't usually write halachas like that. He just tells you, do this, don't do that. Why is he telling us, oh, shtegu Torah, you know why you're mechayev to biur chometz? Because shalim v'doshim. It's not the derech of the Torah to give us shtekel Torahs. The Torah just gives us psak halachas. So I'll tell you a beautiful taz. And this, again, it's all in the same lines. I'm going to read you out the taz from the Tazan side, because he does a better job than my words, which is just quotes from the taz. Anyway, he's gone. Okay. The Taz explains like this. The Taz says that the Tur had a kasha. What do the words shoylin and doshin mean? The word shoylin, he says, means that somebody comes to ask a question about what they should do at some stage in the future. Right? That's what he says. Doshin means that the Rav answers, he says, make sure you do this today. It's a chiddush, the taitch of shaylin v'doshin, and he says that we find this in the drasha of the Gemara. What's the whole makar? You're supposed to be shaylin v'doshin 3 days before Pesach. So Gemara brings a pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. Gemara says Moshe oimei bePesach rishon. Moshe was standing on Pesach, umazir al Pesach sheni, and he was telling Klal Yisrael about Pesach sheni. Shenema v'yasu bnei Yisrael es haPesach b'moyadai. I think this is one of the most painful Bali Kriya's mistake when he says Vayasu instead of Vyasu, and he's completely, he just hasn't understood the posse. Not just that he hasn't prepared, he's misunderstood what the Torah is telling us, right? So what's the Joshua? Where do you see after 30 days? Because he's talking about Pesach Sheni, right? The Torah asks, I don't know what's going on over here. They came to ask a question. Obviously, give them an answer, right? They came to ask, so with Tommy, what should we do? The Torah says, yeah, but he doesn't have to have a whole Seher or Shtek Torah. He asked me a question. What was the question? Can I do Korban Pesach today? I'm Tommy. The answer should be, no, sorry, my friend. I know you love doing mitzvahs. I'm sorry you can't do it today. That's all he had to say. Why do you have to start darshing about Pesach Sheini? The answer is, because the halacha is, you have to be darish 3 days before Pesach, about Pesach. So when is their Pesach, meaning Korban Pesach, in 30 days' time? That was Mechayim to talk about the Korban Pesach 30 days before. In other words, it wasn't grudged just because they turned up. It was because there's Be'etzem Adin that you have to be Dorish about Pesach 30 days before. Which is a Chiddush, because this Gemara is not talking about Pesach Rishon, right? This is talking about a Nitzchedik of Pesach. It's talking about Korban Pesach, which is not the Yontif, but that's what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that the whole reason why you need 30 days, the real reason, is because you need to look for Korban Pesach, which is completely clean from any mum, any blemish. And because everyone had to do it, it wasn't just a few individuals, the whole of Klal Yisrael had to be occupied with Korban Pesach. So Mela, it takes a long time for, you know, you can imagine everyone, people decide, I'll push off the last minute. You know, you can imagine how everyone thinks they're going to be the Chacham to find the Korban Pesach the day before. So no, you know, you got make sure you got 3 days to do it. Make sure you chop it right.
Why can't you say that Moshe, they came to him and Moshe was comforting them, saying you can't do it now because you're Tomei, but in 30 days time...
So you're giving a very emotional shout. Yeah. The Gemara is not emotional. I didn't mean to be blunt. I meant to answer your question.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the Torah says 3 days.
What did you say?
The
The what?
Take
the carbon. Yeah, yeah, so that's usually the Gemara says it comes to Korban Pesach, right? And there's a more specific command that you have to be really, really careful to make sure you get the perfect one. So the Gemara gives us extra time. That's what the Gemara says on the Zohar.
Extra time. Correct.
So that's the Joshua, right? So Shoyalin Darshan. They asked a question about what should they do. And he gave them an answer about today, says the Taz, because they needed to start already making sure they have a korban that doesn't have a mum. Right? That's the Gemara. Now, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, Shkayach, you just told me, why are you so busy with 30 days? Because you got to make sure you find a nice korban, and it takes time. You got to really search properly for a beautiful, clean korban. What's that got to do with nowadays? We don't have any korban Pesach anymore, unfortunately. We are going to Mitzvah Shem this year. But end of the day, you know, it's Bizman Hazeh. To Shtalaveka Takono, which is based on the korban Pesach, sounds a bit far-fetched. So Taisa says, you know what? You're right. The Takono doesn't really make any sense anymore. But Loizoza Mimkoima. The Takono remains. Like we know, it's a famous concept when it comes to Takonas. We do what the takana was, even if necessarily the reason doesn't apply anymore. Now the Taz says a meridik chiddush to say pshat and toises, which is not the pashas of toises. Toises pashas means what I told you just now. The Taz says this. Taz says that toises really means to say that even what we do now is what do? We have hilchas Pesach, right? We have cleaning the Pesach, the house for chametz is the most commonly known halacha of Pesach, right? We have hagolas kelim as well. We have kimcha de pischa. We have a few things that we need to do. But the main thing is cleaning the house, right? So he says, Tosis means that even today, we have halachas that we need to discuss, right? And just like when it came to the Korban Pesach, they asked about the future. And they would, when will we do the Korban Pesach? And the answer was, do it, and therefore, already from today, look for the Korban. So when it comes to all the halachas, we also have to do that. We're asking about something that we're going to do, and the answer has to be something we're supposed to do today. The Doroshin has to be applicable today. Just like the Doroshin of Moshe Rabbeinu was, start looking today for your beautiful Korban Pesach, and you got 30 days to do it. By us as well, we have to be Doresh, that already from today, start looking at how do you do that? How do you fulfill that? Says the Taz, that's Pshat and the Tur. The Tur is telling me there's a Chayvas Bio Chometz that starts on Purim. Now, most people won't actually do that because they'll wait till Lel Yedalad. But it's Be'etzem a time that you can be Makai the Mitzvah if need be. Who is that relevant for? Somebody who's leaving his house. So, in other words, the Takana of Shloshim Yoim is not just the old Korban Pesach rule, it's actually one that it originates from Korban Pesach. That was the original takana. But once they made that takana for Korban Pesach, it now has relevance to in the entire Hilchos Pesach. And to a certain degree, the chiyuv of that starts on Purim, and it continues until Pesach, right? My nafgemina, there's somebody who won't be able to do Bi'ul Chometz on Lel Yedalad, should do it from Purim onwards. Very big chiddush on the Taz.
So at the moment there would be no chiyuv to learn Hilchos Halel or Hilchos Seder.
According to the Taz, no. You're right. Others do say that.
Yeah.
Others say that there's a chiyuv limit. You're 100% right. I wasn't coming to rule out other pshatim, right? I was coming to focus on this Taz. You're 100% right. The poskim do say that a person, which is what we're doing right now, is that people within 30 days before Pesach should also learn the halachas. Yeah, you're 100% right. So far, we have a tour that tells us that the Chayvas Bi'ul Chometz already starts within 30 days of Yom Tov. And the makar for that is based on this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It goes even more than that. There's a ritva, a chiddush of the ritva. Let me ask you a question. When this fellow who is leaving his house to go on this cruise, right? I'm sure you spent a lot of money on that cruise, right? He's very excited, right? He does biur chametz before he goes. Let me ask you a question. Does he make a bracha on that biur chametz?
Yeah,
of course.
Well, it's a question.
No, fine. We have a machlokes in the Torah way over here. Okay, anyone else? Well, it's either yes or no, I guess. Yeah, right. The answer is it's a machlokes, right? Everything Yiddishkeit is a machlokes, right? Including this one. Oh, the halacha is not. Yeah. Because the ikas man of the bitzvah is on Lel Yudalit. Yeah. Now give me a second. I'm not finished yet. Yeah. Now the Ritva says that you do make a bracha. Because it's a chiv.
Right.
Yeah? He says, make a bracha. Shloishim yayim koidim echag, says the Ritva. There's a chiv biur chometz. If you're doing it then, you're doing the same thing that I'm doing on Lel Yudalit. So of course you're going to make a bracha. Listen to this Vilna Gaon. Says the Biagra. We've got a problem with the Tur now, yeah? Think about it. The Tur says, this is a good bar mitzvah, Joshua. The Tur says that there's a chal echoves biur because of shloishim koidim echag. Right? You'd expect the Tur, same thing as the Ritva. The Tur doesn't. The Tur says you don't make a bracha. Says the Biagra of Mari de Kavar. He says, you're right. The Chayvas Biu has started already. But to make a bracha al Biu Chometz, you only make that bracha if when you're doing Bidikas Chometz, you're intending that if you find Chometz, you're going to be matzniah it. You're going to put it in a safe place till tomorrow and then burn it. So the process of looking for the chometz is kick-starting the biu of mitzvah srefa on Erev Pesach. That mitzvah doesn't exist by somebody who's yotzeh b'shara. That is a specific halach on Erev Pesach. So the bracha of biu chometz was only niskan by Chazal when somebody who does b'dikas chometz on Lel Yedalet, because he's going to be putting away the chometz in a special place to do his mitzvah sayayim of Erev Pesach. But avada the etzem mitzvah, that's a different question, why they weren't masakin a bracha on Badika. Yeah, say that. It's a different question. We're not.
It's called Chamira or Chamira Kava.
Sorry?
Say that of Bir Chomets.
Yeah.
In searching for the Chomets, you put it away somewhere.
Yeah, anything you haven't seen. Anything you're not aware of.
Then you say Kol Chamira.
Yeah, anything you're not aware of.
Then you can lock your front door.
Go on.
And go away for a week. And yeah. Come back Motsu.
Okay, your house still has to be clean from Chomets.
Exactly.
Sure.
Where does the cruise come in?
Can't forget the cruise, right? No, that's the most important. That's on the top line.
Yeah.
We're going on a cruise. Yeah. So the Kitza, according to the Biagra, yeah, the Tur isn't actually in Lomdus arguing with the Ritva. It goes hand in hand. Just there's a specific halacha when it comes to the bracha, that the bracha wasn't said in this case. Okay, let's go even further than this. Okay, so far so good. Yeah, everyone's following? Baruch Hashem. Comes along the Tur, another Tur, yeah, and he says that there's a machlekes hapoiskim if you make shecheyonu on bedikas chometz. If you think about it logically, you should, because it's a mitzvah bo mizman lizman. Right? How often do you do bedikas chometz? Right? As often as you, well, less often as you lay in the Megillah, yeah?
Right, yeah, of course.
Once, the Megillah is twice. And you say Shechionu both times in the Megillah? Yeah. Yes, yeah. Right? So if you think about it logically, you should be making a brach of Shechionu when you do Bedikas Chometz. So why don't you? Sorry? Sorry, I can't hear your question. No, it's not. But Megillah is also not Deraisa. But Megillah is also not Deraisa. So you should make Shechionu. Yeah? What? What's
the Bdikas
Chometz? What?
Actually, according to Megillah, it's a mitzvah by itself to do.
Yeah, go on. Mashen Kane. Why is it a chumra? Hachona. Okay. Okay, you're saying good. I'll tell you who says what you're saying, yeah?
Because men, women, and children have to hear Megillah.
Correct. Now, let me tell you what the Rishonim say. Yeah? The Me'iri and the Ritva in Psachim both say, yeah, that because all I'm doing when I do Bir Chometz is getting rid of something which I'm allowed to have, and I'm just doing it because the Torah told me that I mustn't have Chometz in my house, but don't get any Hanah from it whatsoever, you don't make Shechion on that. So it's very similar to what you're saying. Yeah? Very similar to what you're saying. There is such a mahalach that you only make shechiyonu when you get hanar from something. Now, there's other answers. One answer is that the reason why you don't make shechiyonu, yeah, is because it's not on a specific day. It's not mamish mizman lizman. Because somebody who is yotze b'shiara, right, this cruise guy, he's got 30 days. So it's not really mizman lizman, because there's more than one zman. There's a 30 day. So you could argue, okay, that is the zman. Say that. That's already a question of how you look at the zman. But it's not that day. It's not like Purim. They're like, you lay in the Megillah, when do you do it? On Tezvav. Right, right. Yeah? You can do it within the 30 days. Therefore, it's not a specific day in the calendar, date in the calendar. And therefore, according to one shit in the Rishayin, and that's the reason why you don't make Shechiyonu. So we see how far this chiv of Shoish Kodim Rechag goes. It affects so much. It affects maybe the bracha. It affects learning about Pesach. And it also maybe even is a reason why you don't make Shechiyonu. Unbelievable. Now, says the Rosh, and this is more nice what you were saying before, the reason why you don't make Shechiyonu or Bil Chometz is not because the zman is 30 days. It could be he agrees. Yeah, I'm going to explain why he might agree in a second. No, right, he argues. He says, you make Shechiyonu on Pesach. When you make Kiddush, you make Shechiyonu. That includes Bil Chometz.
Yeah, but that's something that you don't.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, because the chiv came into fruition, and you need to, the chiv goes like this, it's like walking along with you, come on, what are you doing about me, right, don't just brush me under the carpet, like the rest of your chometz, right, make sure you make a bracha on me, so you got to make shechiyonu, so meila, that's the chiddush of the Rosh. We rely on the Shechiyonu that we're going to make on Yontif. Yeah? By the way, there is a kasha of the Marshal. Genius kasha. He says, when does the Issa Chometz start from? Before Yontif. Mm-hmm. From Chatzos and Erev Pesach.
Half 10 in the morning or something like that.
Not half 10. When was the last time Chatzos was at 10:30?
No.
Right. Yeah? From Chatzos, which usually means halfway through the day. Yeah? So, is it Pesach yet? It's not Pesach. So the Mashal asked that the whole Lomdus of the Rosh doesn't make sense. The whole reason doesn't make sense, because you're telling me I rely on the Regel, but it's not even do the Regel. The Issa Chometz is a completely independent Issa. It already starts from Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So what's it got to do with the Regel? Says the Taz and the Prisha Moritz Gavar. They say, why is it also on from Chatzos? Because I got a Korban Pesach to bring. There's Zman Shchus coming. Why bring a Korban Pesach? Because tonight it's going to be Pesach. So obviously, practically speaking, it's still Chol. It's weekday and not Yontov. Shkoyach. But really, it's already Pesach here. Because the only reason why we're doing Shechita now is because Pesach is coming, and you can't eat a Korban Pesach without shechting it. So the whole process of Pesach already is kickstarted at Chatzos. It's all Nigra Bosa the Regel. It's the Zman of the Shechita is Tofel. The Ikar Korban Pesach is the Achila, right? The Ikar is not the Shechita. So you need to Shecht in order to eat. Yeah. So the Shechita is Nigra, boss of the Zman of the Achila. So the Ikar thing here is the Yontif, and the Shechita is Nigra, is Tofel to that.
Isn't Ach Bayom Rishon, isn't that a separate din in Chatzos? Nothing to do with Korban Pesach.
Ach Bayom Rishon is by Tashbisu.
Well, it's by Tashbisu.
Yeah, but Fakir. Why? It says Bayom Rishon.
Yeah.
Yom Rishon means really it's day one of the Yontif. So you're being a Raya.
We learn of Yontif.
I understand, but you're being a Raya because it's called Yom Rishon. Why is it called Yom Rishon? Teretz says the Taz says this. The Taz says it's day one from the days of Pesach because the prose has already kickstarted, right? So Mela, it is a ready Pesach dik. Yeah, we're going to finish very soon. It is a ready Pesach dik now. Yeah. So what? The Baruch HaShmuel says in Kiddushin, yeah, this gets very yeshivish, so it's not yet Yeshivas Bein Hazmanim, but we're warming up for them, yeah. He says that you make Shechiyonu on a kiyum of a mitzvah, not on a maisa mitzvah. So what the Lamdonim say is that the Rosh really agrees to the tour. Avada, the Rosh agrees that the Chovas Biyu starts from somebody who's going on a cruise, it starts in 30 days. But that's not a reason why it's not called Mizman Lizman. Because the bracha of Shechionu is not on the Maisa mitzvah. If it's on the Maisa mitzvah, then I've got a longer time period than one day to do it. So it's not Mizman Lizman. The answer is, you don't make Shechionu on the Maisa. You make a mitzvah, make Shechionu on the Kiyum. When are you Makayim the mitzvah? When, one second. When are you Makayim the mitzvah of Biyu Chometz? When my house on Yom Tov doesn't have Chometz inside it. I wasn't Makayim anything when I did Biyu Chometz. I did Biyu Chometz 10 days before Yom Tov. Am I doing anything?
No.
It's just preparation. Yes, right. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is only on the regga when my house on Yom Tov doesn't have Chometz. I can only do that if I clean it before. And therefore, the mitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, is Mizman Lizman. Therefore, really, I do have to make a Shechionu. The only reason why I don't is because I'm anyway going to make Shechionu on Kiddush, so I'll kill two birds with one stone. So in other words, the Rosh does agree that within these 30 days there's a Chayvas Biyu, but he doesn't agree that that's a reason why it's not Mizman Lizman, because the bracha isn't on the action which you could do within 30 days. The bracha Shechionu is on the fulfillment.
And you feel what you just said?
Yeah.
Issa on Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos of having
Chometz. Yeah.
You have a Kiyum then as well. If there's an Issa, there's a Kiyum.
You have a Kiyum of not having it, but it's understand.
You can't rely on the
so that's what you have to say, what we said before. You have to come onto the previous tarots that
it doesn't work with this.
What?
It does, but
No. It's all Nigra, boss of the Yom Tov. You're not really Mekayim it then. You're not really being Mekayim it then. That's just Tofel. You got to make sure you don't have Chometz ready from Erev Pesach, right? But the Ikka's man of that Kiyum is on Pesach itself. And a Tofel to that Chiyuv is that you also must have Chometz in your house on Erev Pesach, but it's not really the main din. The main Kiyum is on the Yontif itself, right? And the Arab has to just tough to that. So the bracha is made on the Ikka's man. Right? That's the Chiddush we're saying.
The beer comes to fulfillment in Yontif.
Yeah. Correct.
And that's
correct.
Why you can't use Kenoch Yoshon after Pesach. Because it's dragging the Chometz through Pesach.
Gewaldig. Yeah. And just to finish off, yeah, if you want to hear a nice Chumrah, just give me 1 second. The Mashal says that you should wash your hands before you do Bdikas Chometz. Again, I don't know if anyone does this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yesh Omrim. And the Mashal says, you know why you should wash your hands? Because you're trying to kickstart Tara. Why? Because you're going to really should make Shechionu. You're going to make Shechionu on the Regel, right? So we're kickstarting the process of cleansing ourselves for Pesach. So therefore, you have to recognize that by cleaning your hands. Nice chiddush from the Mashal. Shkach, everyone.
That's nice, actually, with the Shechionu. Absolutely.